Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Play steal a player. How about that? You like doing that?
I like stealing players.
Okay. This week's edition is the Buffalo Bills.
That's right.
If you could steal one player off their roster, is the obvious answer what I put?
Yeah, see, it is. Okay. Yeah, I think so. Because
I said James Cook, and that's obvious because of what the Chiefs need, what he is, what he could be in this offense. It'd be like Jamal Charles 2.0.
Maybe, yeah.
You guys both put the only correct answers, in my opinion.
Yeah, and there's a point to my madness here with this one, right? I put Ed Oliver.
Could you imagine having Josh Allen and Matt Patrick Mahomes in the backfield?
Oh, my gosh.
Who's going to throw?
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
It'd be like the Saints. Sorry to cut you off. It'd be like the Saints on steroids when they use Taysom Hill.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Like, all right, Josh, go out there. Oh, my God, he can throw it 80 yards on a sweep.
I mean, we could get Josh Allen from Buffalo. They're dumb when it comes to trades. Brett could call up there and fake his voice and be like this. He could go like this. Hey, Buffalo's GM. This is
Rob.
My name's Rob, and I'm calling from Kansas City. Yeah. And we think Josh Allen's washed. Would you like to trade him to the Chiefs?
Could you imagine the world of sports if the Chiefs had Mahomes and Allen in their backfield was just both of them running the, what would you call that, the wild dog?
You would call it everybody else quits the league. I mean, seriously, everybody would just quit the league. All right, we can't do this anymore. Now the Chiefs have Allen and Mahomes on their team, but I put Ed Oliver.
I'm hard.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Ed Oliver is the guy that I would pick. Obviously, he's injured, but he's the biggest need on our team, and he's a great football player. The method to my madness is, as Mac just said, those are the only two guys. And he's absolutely right about that. I sat there and I looked at depth charts. I looked at rosters. I looked at numbers. And I'm like, pound for pound, other than a hurt Ed Oliver and James Cook, where is this team really better than what we are? And I'm not trying to go in, you know, braggadocious, Bob Fesco style or anything like this. I really wanted to see and really challenge myself to see who could be better out there that this team has on their roster that we could just, if we could just, you know, steal a player, who would it be?
We already did that. Mahomes and Xavier.
Yeah, exactly. We already kind of did do that, right?
What would Shakir be in this offense? Wide receiver three?
Yeah, wide receiver three.
Yeah.
Probably behind Rice and Worthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Option number four.
Yeah. Behind. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And he's their option number two.
Yeah.
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 He's number two.
And who's their option number
I'm
one?
Just counting
you're counting
one.
Cook as number one. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and look, and that's fair because that is their number one option.
He's
right
their
now.
Everything.
Yeah. He absolutely is. And that's why you shut him down. You can, you know, take care of business and whatnot. If is a big word.
Somebody says they'd call the Mahomes Allen the MVP split back formation.
I love it.
Andy. That might be what would do Andy in. Like, hey, you got Mahomes and Allen back here. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking through the challenge of putting this offense together.
I mean, what you do is you go, I guess
no, you
just
do the
go.
Detroit Lions. You have Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery play quarter.
That's
quarter?
Exactly right. Yeah. You're in the pistol formation. Everybody else is spread out wide, and the center, you don't know who's getting the ball, right? And the center just snaps to one or the other, and the other can go out and do his thing.
Well, the
and
first quarter we play Mahomes, second quarter we play Allen, third quarter we play Allen again, fourth quarter we play Mahomes.
Yeah. Are we getting text, guys? This is not going to happen. I don't understand why you're talking about something so stupid.
No, it's just they know what the deal is.
Yeah, I would hope so. But
somebody says Dawkins wouldn't be too bad either.
Deion Dawkins.
That's a great text. Yeah. I think that shows another Brett Veach, right? Josh Simmons and Jalen Moore have both filled in quite nicely. Deion Dawkins would have been our first answer last year. Deion Dawkins before you even finished the question.
You know,
right. Not anymore.
You know what would be another good piece if you had it? Would be like Dalton Kincaid and Travis Kelce.
That would be nice. That'd be sick.
I mean, that'd be an upgrade to Noah Gray, maybe.
Maybe.
Am I throwing too many strays to Noah Gray?
No, Kincaid's better.
But who? Yeah. But ultimately, who makes your team better? It is Ed Oliver.
Sure,
it is. You know. I mean, he fits the biggest need on your team, and he's out for the season now. And so that's where I'm going. I'm like, God, you start to, again. Games aren't played on paper like we talked about, but you start to look at it and you start to compare it and you start to think about the big picture of things and where are the Buffalo Bills truly better than the Kansas City Chiefs? It's at RB1, and that is it. The other 52 players on that roster are not better than the guys that counter them on the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're not better in the head coaching department either, right? So they've got RB1, which is a special, special player. I'm not trying to downplay him at all. But their RB2, 3, and 4s combined don't give us what we've got here from our running back position. So I think this is the first time really in a while where the Chiefs are head and shoulders clearly better than the Buffalo Bills at almost every position except running back one. And that's why I'm not going to say it's a walk in the park because it's not. But that's why I think going into this game, the Chiefs should be favored. People should feel good about the Kansas City Chiefs. The way that they're playing, the way that the roster's built, the leadership that's out there right now, it's all better than what the Buffalo Bills can offer you.
Yeah, if you had Dalton Kincaid putting up the production he's putting up in Buffalo this year, he's got 20 for 310. Your two tight ends would have
700 yards?
700 plus, and they'd have 68 receptions?
Nuts. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
But again, you probably wouldn't have that same production from both of those guys if you had them out there. And, you know how it would be. Somebody else's production would drop, and maybe Rashee Rice would, I'd love to have that problem is what I'm getting at. That'd be fun.
No doubt about it. Gosh, man, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes in the same backfield.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says you'd call it two guys, one backfield. Pick the day. Let's hit Nate Taylor up.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's baby laughing.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. We're joined by ESPN's Chiefs beat writer, Nate Taylor, who does his due diligence and waits for the elevator ride down, unlike those guys in Washington. I don't know if you saw that, Nate. We did have the topic of having to steal a player from Buffalo. The obvious answers are a healthy Ed Oliver or a James Cook. But I said, why not take Josh Allen and have him and Mahomes line up in the backfield, and then you have no idea what you're going to do. And boy, that Taysom Hill thing in New Orleans when it was kind of, cattywampus, you didn't know what the... Could you imagine number 17 and number 15 and you have no idea who throws the ball?
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. I would still have... number 15 throws the ball more often. But you can use 17 in a variety of ways for obviously his skills in terms of being just a menacing ball carrier. I think most Chiefs fans would probably pick James Cook over Ed Oliver. It's unfortunate that, Oliver had his injury last week in Carolina. But if you just want to run an offense where you're like, we don't even need receivers half the time, right. That's fine with me.
Am I wrong by saying when I look at it, Nate, is that the Chiefs are better at just about every position other than the James Cook spot right now?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
You could make an argument for the Bills' offensive line, just because they've been one of the better offensive lines over the last, I would at least say, 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. It's a preference of like, hey, do you like Deion Dawkins more than whoever the Chiefs have right now at left tackle? Of course, is Jalen Moore for Sunday's game. I would always say, hey, I'd probably want Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith more. But I think there's a case to be made for Buffalo's offensive line. When it comes to receiver, no. Tight end, no. Cornerback, God, no. their safeties are in a world of trouble. You know, they really never developed that position, which is why it was so important for them that DeMar Hamlin actually come back and, you know, return to playing football, despite him having the cardiac arrest on that Monday night game in Cincinnati. I'm trying to go up and down the list. I mean, linebacker, no. Defensive line, I mean, both defensive lines are banged up, but hey, one has Chris Jones, one doesn't, mm-hmm. so no. Kicker, no. Punter, no. I think Myles Rice has had a pretty good season,
yeah.
even though he has had limited opportunities compared to what we saw last year. So I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something, and I think that's why, you know, the argument for why Josh Allen won the MVP last year, even though statistically he didn't have a better season than Lamar Jackson, is, hey, man, look who he's doing it with, and look at him just be a superhero, you know, Sunday after Sunday. That's why he won the MVP, and of course it was his first time winning, where, of course, we've seen Patrick, we've seen Lamar win multiple MVPs, so this was something new. You know, the Bills had done a marvelous job, despite having, you know, a kind of less than desired roster. But yeah, I think we should all understand that the difficulty level on the video game is a little bit higher for Josh Allen than it is for Patrick Mahomes right now.
No doubt. Nate, I'm glad you brought the rosters up there with Bob, because this to me is always that game that on paper you can look at the advantages and disadvantages, and then the coin flips and the whistle blows and the clock starts, and you can throw all of that out of the window. You can do whatever you want with that piece of paper, because this is just one of those games that does not mirror image what's on the paper and then what happens on the field. And we watch this game and say, oh, the Chiefs defense is great and the Chiefs offense is awesome. Buffalo struggles on defense. Their run game is what leads them through every game. And at the end of the yep. day, Mahomes and Allen both over 300, three touchdowns. Both teams give up 35 plus, and we get back and we've got a cigarette in our mouth at the end of the game.
Yeah, the last part is pretty accurate, because I just thought last year's game in the middle of the season was so fun, just because everybody was so lustful to see the Chiefs lose. And so for that to happen in Buffalo, their biggest rival in the conference right now, was interesting, because there was a lot of lessons learned for that Chiefs team, despite the fact that we all knew, hey, they're not going to go undefeated during the regular season. This time around, I just want to remind everybody, Hollywood Brown will be on the field. Rashee Rice will be on the field. You're getting a better version of Travis Kelce than you had last year. So that may make this game a little bit more in the Chiefs' favor, despite them being on the road, despite them having a short week after Monday's win over the Commanders. What will be fascinating to me is, how often does the Bills want to play at 11 personnel, of course having three receivers on the field, or because you're trying to lean on James Cook, you're actually leading into the Chiefs, you know, advantage, which is having three really good linebackers on the field that don't miss a lot of tackles. Say what you will about Nick Bolton in coverage, or hey, you wish you could get maybe a little bit more from Leo Chenault at times. These guys tackle incredibly well, which allows you to contain an opposing team's running back, which allows you to go after the quarterback on third down. That should be the game plan for the Chiefs. And at the same time, Mahomes has more weapons now than really he's had since about that 2020 season, when they, you know, that's the last time, fellas, they actually went up to Buffalo and won a game. So I know it's probably going to be close, because the Bills need the game just as much as the Chiefs do in terms of, hey, the divisional race, the tiebreaker when it comes to the AFC standings for the playoff push. All those things matter. But I just think Mahomes is playing really well, and the Chiefs have, I think, more options in terms of how to win the game versus the Bills really needing James Cook to be amazing and Josh Allen to have, you know, a superhero moment or two in the fourth quarter.
Nate, where are we with a couple of the injury guys, Pop and with Trey as well?
Yeah, so it's a good sign that Trey practiced yesterday. Mm-hmm. He wants to play in this game. You know, we did see him. I did chat with him for like a quick second, in, you know, Monday night after the game against the Commanders. And so if everything goes fine, I think he will be in uniform. We all know they have the bye week next week. So if you feel like you don't want to push it, you don't have to push it. Mike Caliendo is a very serviceable backup. When it comes to Isaiah Pacheco, I think the Chiefs did the wise thing, which is just, hey, there's no need to put you out there on the practice field. Right. We know we're going to get 2 weeks with the bye week. We do have Kareem Hunt. Hey, it is time to see, you know, if Elijah Mitchell has something to offer, just because he's been on the roster for almost half the season now. And he's further and further away from that hamstring injury that caused him to miss all of last season. So it would be nice to see if Elijah Mitchell had, you know, maybe a good play or two to be in the mix with the offense. But, yeah, I'm very fascinated to see, okay, young man, you're a seventh-round pick. You got all the talent in the world. You're more known for your receiving skills than your rushing skills. But, yeah, let's see how the Bills react to, you know, Breshard Smith on a screen pass or on a sort of quick hitting play that allows him to get the ball in space. That would be really fun. And again, part of what I said earlier, the Chiefs just have a ton of options on offense. When you compare it to like actually going back and rewatching last year's game, they threw the ball to Mike Caliendo. That's how limited they were in terms of skill position players they had to offer. And even Xavier Worthy, he was going through his own struggles as a rookie, you know, trying to understand, like, hey, man, we kind of need you to be a number one receiver because we just have you and DeAndre Hopkins. So this will be really fun because the Bills may have to focus on Xavier and Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce. And, oh, there is the ball to Breshard Smith, who could obviously make a couple guys miss.
Nate, I want to bring this up because I'm sure you've had the moment. Maybe it was Monday night watching 87 do his thing. The production of Travis Kelce this year is mind-boggling to me because he's like he's 25 again. Do you think the surge in this year is maybe because of the weapons surrounding him, or does this prove to you that he's not done, or does this prove to you that he's not going to go out without leaving it all on the field?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. I don't want to be like a prisoner of the moment, fellas, and be like, maybe he should come back next season. But, like, you're almost at the point where you're like, hey, man, if you know you're going to get another year of Rashee Rice in the offense, Xavier Worthy in the offense, you know, who knows what will happen with Hollywood Brown and Tyquan Thornton, who are, of course, free agents. But, look, hey, man, it's not all on your shoulders anymore. Like, isn't it kind of fun to just be like, huh, there's a bunch of space in the middle of the field because they're worried about other guys who are just as talented as him. This is, again, we're only halfway through the season, ladies and gentlemen, and what really matters to Travis is getting to January, getting there healthy, and obviously, like you said, Dusty, putting everything out there in a way that, you know, he struggled to do in the Super Bowl specifically. I'm almost halfway convinced to be like, I mean, look at the production. The dude's on pace for like a 900-yard season,
yep.
Which is kind of like mesmerizing. But that's why he went through everything he went through in the offseason, you know, to build up, you know, more quickness, to have a little bit more endurance during games, to have a little bit more fluidity in terms of his route running. All that has shown up, and it's not like Patrick Mahomes isn't going to throw him the football on critical third downs. So he's always going to be in the mix. I just love the idea that, like, you could tell he went into this season being like, hey, man, this could be it. This could be the last season. I wrote about it on ESPN.com. Everybody in the organization pretty much understands that. And then we look up, it's November, and it's like the dude's playing kind of out of his mind for being 36 years old.
Yeah, it's been so much fun to watch him go out there and just kind of dominate, you know, and really use this final season as that swan song to the season. Now, defensively, they bring back Mike Pinnell. Great move, I think, for a lot of us. It's exciting. I don't think he ever should have been cut. Obviously, Chris right. Jones wanted him. It reminds me, Nate, and you'll understand being a dad, you're fine. We're going to take the toy. Just stop talking to me about this. That's kind of how I feel like we are with Mike Pinnell. Like Chris Jones. All right, fine. Here's your guy.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you matter, okay? I want this to be very clear. Fans matter in this equation, right? If it was not for the fans being like, hey, you dopes, why did you let Mike Pinnell go? That's why he's back, because even though they made the trade to get, you know, a draft pick in essence for, you know, and I remember at the time, hey, we trade away, you know, Sky Moore. We got a draft pick that allows us to use another late round draft pick to get Derek Nnadi. Hey, Derek Nnadi's fine. We all love Derek Nnadi. He is not Mike Pinnell. And every knowledgeable fan said that. And for about 2 months, the front office had to just eat it to where their own best player on defense said, hey, let's go get my guy back. So it's a credit to Brett Veach and the front office to be like, you know what? We were wrong. We're sorry. Similar to the parent. Fine. Okay, can you act right now? Can you behave at a better manner? But I think Mike Pinnell, he could play on Sunday's game, and that could be an important part of, again, containing James Cook, because we've seen what Mike Pinnell can do on first and second down next to Chris Jones. He will, you know, devour space. He'll give a little bit more time to Derek Nnadi, because obviously Derek Nnadi can't play a majority of the snaps anymore in his career. So you might actually get a better version of Derek Nnadi, because he's not, you know, the guy that's got to be out there every first down. It was stupid at the time, and it's wild to say, because, like, I really can't say the Chiefs front office does anything stupid, but it was stupid at the time.
Yeah.
So Chris Jones, and I shot the video and I put it on, you know, Twitter yesterday, and again, the reaction is so telling, because it's just like, yeah, this guy's been a part of the dynasty. Why would you just give him away when he's still a very productive player, and he fits so well in the system? So fans, you matter. You told the Chiefs this was stupid, and the Chiefs, to their credit, thankfully said, yeah, that was stupid. Let's go bring him back, because he's a good football player. Why would we let him go when he has such a cumulative effect, not only on the locker room, but on your best defensive player as well?
Mm-hmm. Nate, how does Buffalo steal this game?
Turnovers, some trick plays from the Bills. You know, this is around the time of the season, guys, where I'm like, hey, man, there's 8 games on tape. All right, let's have some fun. Like, I know that we are used to this game sort of depending on who will be the one seed, right? Now, the Chiefs still won the one seed, even though they lost the game last week. But Sean McDermott, I need to see it, man. Hey, Joe Brady, put some trick plays out there, man. Like, let's have some fun. Let's go after it. Let's show off some, like, cool scheme that, like, you haven't shown yet because, like, you knew this game was on the calendar for this particular point in the year. Mm-hmm. Hey, the Bills need to win this game, ladies and gentlemen, because have you seen Drake May and have you seen the New England Patriots schedule? It's hilarious. So it's very clear that the teams, I believe, with the inside track to get the one seed are the Indianapolis Colts, who are 7-1, best record in the league. And then at 16-2, with a very favorable schedule, is the New England Patriots. So the Chiefs could do the Patriots a ton of favors if they win on Sunday. But, hey, I just need Josh Allen to just be awesome, man. Like, increase the level of what you're going to do in terms of scrambling, running with the football. We know what happened on that 4th-and-2 play last year where he actually kept the ball himself because the Chiefs' coverage was that good. So it's not like he has a ton of weapons to throw the ball to. I know Keon Coleman has struggled this season, whereas Xavier Worthy came back and immediately made the Chiefs' offense, like, awesome. So I would just like the Bills to just go for it. Like, be aggressive on 4th down. Show me a trick play or two. Have your quarterback be a superhero. And try to go shot for shot with the Chiefs, because it's hard to imagine this Bills' version of their defense holding the Chiefs to, like, 24 points. You need to come into Highmark Stadium saying we need 30-35 to really compete with an offense that has only gotten better since Xavier Worthy's come back.
Yep, that's the thing for me. I say each team now is going into a game with a 28-point deficit, essentially, Nate.
Hey, man, put more points on the scoreboard. And by the way, if you know Andy Reid, is this incredible, aggressive monster on 4th down who realizes, oh, yeah, that's right, I have the best quarterback in the league, and I have the best short yardage running back in Kareem Hunt. I should go for it on 4th down. Then Sean McDermott, you better be ready, man. In terms of, like, keeping your defense off the field, go.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go forward on fourth down, because that's what Andy Reid realizes. Not only is my defense good, but, man, I'm giving them even more rest because we're converting on fourth down. We're keeping the ball longer than our opponent, and we're just squeezing them in the second half. The Bills do not want to be in that scenario on Sunday.
No doubt. Nate, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
All right, fellas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.